previously on Vampire Diaries.
Does Alina enjoy having both of you worship at her altar?
I love you. Would you look me in the eye and tell me that you don't feel something for him?
To break the silent bond, you gotta make yourself turn.
I just turned about 100 times in the Appalachian Mountains. I won't know if it's broken for sure till I test it.
If you are to kill all of my children, I will need to bind your ring to the stake, rendering the white oak indestructible.
What are you doing with him?
I'm going to remake him. Make him strong, fast, a true hunter.
I'm not going to complete the transition.
We're just going to lock you in here and let you die?
I can't be a vampire.
Ditching my cleanup committee.
Klaus called. He's leaving town and wants me to pack up his house.
Well, since when does Firebond equal mover slave?
Since you realize you're not going to dump me for him.
Oh, he's being petty.
And he still thinks I'm sire to him. It's fine. I'll keep up the act and it won't all be over soon. I'm late. I gotta go. I love you.
I love you too. Where's Matt?
He bailed. Got called into work at the last minute.
Are you kidding me? So it's just us?
Yes, and you're late. Cleanup committee started at 8 o'clock.
It's like 8:02.
Exactly. I managed to turn up on time and I didn't even get to attend the dance that I organized.
I'm sorry about your mom. I mean, I know you, like, hated her and everything, but still, I'm sorry.
Sorry about your teacher. Seemed like a nice guy.
Yeah, he was.
I'm gonna get started on the gym. You're supposed to be dead.
I am.
Darker, huh?
It's the only color we had.
That's what happens when you decide to paint your dead guardian's room in the middle of the night.
I don't suppose anyone tried to talk you guys out of doing this so soon.
We have to keep moving. Otherwise, we'll start thinking, and we don't want to think.
You want a hand?
So are you two, like, back together or something?
What? No, Derek.
I was just checking up on you guys, seeing how you were doing after, everything.
I'm fine. But if you are trying to be the good guy again, why don't you do the right thing and give us one day? Just one day without any vampires in it.
He didn't mean that.
Yeah. Yeah, he did. I'll get that.
Saltzman just tried to kill me.
Larrick Saltzman is supposed to be dead.
Well, he's not. And he's a vampire thanks to Mother's spell with a white oak stake that can't kill him. He's strong, Nick. Too strong.
Where is he now?
He's stuck at the school without a daylight ring, but as soon as night falls, he'll come after us. We need to leave now.
Fine. I'll collect Elena. We'll be on our way.
Forget Elena. You don't need any more stupid hybrid.
What I need is protection from Esther's continued assaults against us.
We'll protect each other, like we always have. Always and forever, Nick.
I'm not leaving without her.
I'm leaving now. You can either walk out that door with me or you are on your own. Fine. Trust your hybrids over your family. Let your spite be the death if you see if I care. Move it, Sire Boy.
What's her deal?
What do you mean he turned? I thought you were standing guard.
Don't blame me. Blame Bonnie in the blood bank. She fed him.
I had no idea what was happening. Okay, the witches led me there. They wanted him to feed, so he turned.
So where's the stake now?
Oh, you mean the white oak one?
The one that can kill an original and wipe out an entire line of vampires?
We don't know.
If you are so upset with me, why did you feed me your blood to save my life?
Because I do stupid things, Bonnie. I do things, like let my friend die with dignity when I should have just killed him.
All right, so how do we kill him now?
I've been trying to figure that out. A witch can't truly make an immortal creature. There's always a way to undo a spell.
So? What's the witchy workaround?
It's the problem. I don't know. Whatever this is, it's not funny.
Who else would it be?
Rick?
Listen closely. I'm at the school. I have Caroline. And if you want to keep her alive, I need you to get into your car and come down here right away. If you tell anyone where you are going, I will kill her.
What the hell do you want?
Now, is that any way to treat a guest?
What are you doing here, Klaus?
Well, for starters, young Jeremy here could show some manners and invite me inside.
Why don't you go up to your room?
Now.
Poor lad. Loses one questionable father figure only to be replaced by the likes of the two of you.
Yeah, about that. Something happened.
Oh, I know all about my mother's invulnerable little creation. That's why I'm here. I'm leaving town. Just need to pick up a few road trip necessities. Spare tire. Flashlight. Doppelganger.
Can't help you there.
Elena! Where is she?
I don't know. She was just here a few minutes ago.
Where is she?
She's not here.
What do you mean she's not here? Where did she go?
What's going on?
Klaus wants in. We have to keep him out.
I'm done!
Let her go, Alaric.
Free her yourself.
begged that you would let her go.
How many times do I have to tell you, Elena? Stop trusting vampires.
I think you're probably going to want to let me in.
This car's gone.
Why wouldn't she tell anyone where she was going?
Miss me!
Aside and make me.
Elena's not here. Laura Kessler and Caroline. He's going to kill them both unless you turn yourself over to him.
Now I know you're not asking me to walk into a certain death.
I really wish we could. But unfortunately, if Laura kills you, there's a 1 in 4 chance that we die too.
Take those odds.
And 100% chance that Tyler dies.
Good with that, too.
Why don't we just figure out a way to put Alaric down?
Okay. How about Damon sneaks in and distracts Alaric while Stefan grabs Lena and carries her to safety?
That's a great idea. What's to stop me from getting killed instantly?
Nothing.
Caroline's in there. Don't you even think for her, or did she just reject you too many times?
This isn't really helping too much.
I might have an idea. My mom used a desiccation spell on Michael that immobilized him for over 15 years. If I can get it, I might be able to use it on Alaric.
If and might, your words inspire such confidence.
I'll get it. But even with the spell, we'll need a lot of vampire muscle to take him down. Including yours.
Just so we're clear, the sun sets in about 8 hours. We don't succeed before then. Elena will be dead, I'll be gone, and the rest of you will be left to fend for yourselves.
No more, no more, please, no more.
Laura, stop.
Sit down. This keeps the vervain in her system. It's like inhaling razor blades with every breath.
Why are you doing this?
Make it easier on you when you put her out of her misery.
What? No!
Isn't this what you wanted, Elena? For me to teach you how to kill a vampire? Well, here's a vampire, Elena. Kill her.
This isn't what I want.
Of course it is. All those hours you spent training, getting stronger, you could be a hunter, Elena. But you've never actually staked a vampire to the heart. Wow, this is promising.
Relax. Abby will be here.
I'm sorry. I forgot about her stellar track record in the dependability department.
Jamie said she was coming, okay? Just give her time.
Don't get your hopes up.
Might be a Girl Scout.
Hello, Bonnie. Thanks for coming. Jamie's worried about you. He said it was urgent. I just didn't think you'd ever want to see me again.
Like Jamie said, it's urgent.
Abby just showed up.
Good. Perhaps this plan won't be an epic failure after all.
You know, if this does go off and we drop the history teacher in the Atlantic, I'm still leaving with Elena.
I'll go with you.
Really? What's the catch?
There's no catch. I turned my back on everything here to make sure Elena's safe.
And that is what makes you her better option. It's a shame it's not easier for Elena to see that. I mean, personally, I think she's wasting her time with Damon.
You know, all this time and energy you've spent trying to get me and my brother to hate each other. It's actually had the opposite effect.
Has it? Has it really? Well, then perhaps I should let Elena decide which Salvatore joins us. Being as you and Damon are so close.
Go for it. Damon and I have been through a hell of a lot worse than you.
Why didn't I have to be invited in?
Only vampires live here.
We could slide over the deed to Elena, but she died,
and the seal broke. Very long story.
Blood?
Oh, come on. Think of it as a peace offering. Fine. More for me.
We called you here because I need help with this spell. Esther created a vampire that can't be killed. I want to desiccate him like you did to Michael.
Bonnie, it's too dangerous. Your magic comes from the earth. It's pure. This spell asks you to tap into dark places. Places of temptation. Places you can't handle.
You turned your back on me for 16 years. You have no idea what I can handle.
Gotta say I'm Team Bonnie on this one. How hard can it be to parch a vampire?
The spell allows you to stop a vampire's heart. The blood will stop flowing, and his body will desiccate.
It's exactly what we want
to
do.
To stop a vampire's heart, you need to find a balance among the living. Can you handle that?
What?
What does that mean? Bonnie, I don't speak witch.
I have to stop a human heart. I just got this. Connects me to Caroline and Elena through our phones. They're in Alaric's classroom. You should go in from the south entrance.
Digital locator spell. Why the hell do we need you then?
Hand it over. I'm not giving you my ring. Let me do this.
By my math, you've already bit it once, possibly twice, wearing that thing. And if for some reason Bonnie can't restart your heart and you do indeed die, then before you know it, we have another psycho alter ego case in our hands, which is bad. So give me your ring.
This is my ring. Elena's my sister. No one's going to fight harder for her than me.
Fine.
Be stubborn.
Try not to kill him, Elena.
Look at this. One big happy family.
Drink this. It's my blood. It bridges us all together so that when I stop Jeremy's heart, you'll have the power to stop Alaric's. You need to make a physical connection to his bloodstream, a vein, artery, something connected to his heart.
If one of us gets a clean shot, take it. The other two hold him down.
Before we all walk through these doors, let's get on the same page, shall we? I was the one who created your vampire bloodline, therefore I am responsible for your lives. And Tyler's life, Caroline's life, and of course, Abby's life, should anything go wrong.
Or you're just lying to save your ass.
I'm not lying. But go ahead, call my bluff. Let the teacher kill me. You'll all be dead soon thereafter.
Let's just get this over with, shall we?
Why are you doing this?
Because you need me. Because you're an 18-year-old girl without parents or guidance or any sense of right and wrong anymore.
Look at you. How is this right?
She's a worm. She told me she killed someone and liked it. Now, how is that right?
Listen, Elena. Your parents led the council. It was their life's mission to keep this town safe. They were dead 6 months before you undid it all.
You don't know anything about them.
Why, am I wrong? Do you actually think that they'd be proud of you? If you don't side with the humans,
He's just as bad as them. Now kill her, or I'll do it for you, and I'll make it hurt. I thought I taught you better than that.
You did. Get help.
It's okay. It's okay. It's me. It's okay. You're safe. Well, safe, Elena. You go straight home. You stay inside. You understand? Do you understand me?
Thank you.
I should gut you like Brian Walters, Bill Forbes, and all the other cowards I plan on ripping apart. You're the worst offender of them all, Elena. You don't deserve to live.
So then why am I still alive? There's obviously no humanity left in you. So what's stopping you, Lark? If you want me dead, then kill me. Do it! Kill me! Something happened, the connection broke. Stop! Let him go, or I'll kill myself.
Put it down, Elena.
Why? Because you still need me alive? There's a reason why Esther used me to make you, isn't there? She didn't want you to be immortal, so she tied your life to a human one. Mine. That way you have only one lifespan to kill all vampires and then you'll be gone. So when I die, you die too. That's it. It has to be.
You're wrong.
Am I?
Stop! 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 Stop!
Oh, be careful. Moving only makes it hurt more. What are you doing?
Grinding you of all your blood. Elena?
Tyler, help me.
He can't. He needs to go fetch me more empty blood bags. About 3 liters worth, please, Tyler.
Tyler, please. Get 7. Please.
No, Tyler. Get the bags. Forget the girl and get the bags. Now.
So that's it. You're just gonna bleed me dry.
Yes, but don't worry. It'll be completely painless as the last drop is drawn. You're
simply fall asleep.
Why am I still alive?
Get up. I said get up.
Klaus is going to kill Elena.
What?
What are you talking about?
Klaus needs Elena's blood to make hybrids. She's the last person that he'd kill.
The witch bound my life to Elena's. If she dies, I die.
Klaus figured that out, and now he's taking her.
Now I'm trapped here until the sun goes down. So you two better get doing what you do best. Saving Elena's life.
What about your hybrids? You'll need one of this to create your army.
These last few liters will have to suffice. You see, by attempting to kill us, my mother strengthened the bond between my siblings and I. I don't need hybrids. I have my family.
If you believe that, then why take my blood at all? We want a backup family. You know that your siblings will never trust you again.
You know, Stefan blames me for trying to tear him from his brother. But I think we both know who really came between them. You? That's why you won't choose. You know, once you pick a Salvatore, you'll destroy that bond. Consider this me doing you a favor. Once you're dead, you won't have to choose. No broken hearts. Their family stays intact. But just between us girls, who would you have picked?
Rotten hell.
You're welcome. Sweet dreams, Elena. It's been fun.
Your little bitch anymore.
How did you break the sire bond?
By breaking every bone in my body 100 times for the girl I love.
That's impossible.
Is it? Or maybe real love is stronger than fake loyalty. But what would you know about that?
You know, you should be thanking me. I gave you a gift. I took away your misery.
You didn't give a crap about me. You just didn't want to be alone.
Goodbye, Tyler.
Ho coro picante, alle ore sotto. Ho coro picante, alle ore sotto.
Duca. To us, Animus. Oh my God, Jeremy! You two are really gonna walk me all the way to the door, aren't you?
Lost a lot of blood today.
Yeah, I know what I told you. Fine, I have a little headache.
Yeah, the sun's about to go down, and Rick's gonna be able to terrorize the streets any minute.
Yeah, but he can't hurt me. It's you two that we should be worrying about.
Nah, won't be able to find us. I'll call you when we get back.
I know it's selfish. I know that it seems like I'm stringing you both along, but I don't know what I'm supposed to do. I mean, if I choose one of you, then I lose the other. And I've lost so many people, I can't bear the thought of losing one of you.
It's been a long day. And we'll call you from the road. After we dump Klaus's body in the Atlantic.
Just be careful. Both of you. What are you guys doing here?
Welcome to our victory party!
What victory? We failed. The Lark's still out there.
We know. But we've been trying to get rid of Klaus forever, and Caroline convinced us to enjoy it for a night.
Gonna be honest. I'm a little pissed none of you let me help you take down original brother number two.
Yeah, he would have taken you right down to the hospital, bro.
Please, I'm more stealth than that. I'm like a ninja.
In your way.
Here. You need this.
Eric. And you know that sooner or later, you're gonna have to choose, right? I know.
Hey, give me your hand.
Thank you for standing up to Klaus like that.
I should say it's been a long time coming.
Way too long. All right, let's drink. I do not condone this, by the way.
You survived class. Right? Make an exception. You could go back to being responsible tomorrow.
Okay.
Hang on. Do you guys hear that? That is the sound of a Klaus-free life.
To a Klaus-free life. And to all of you. My family.
Cheers!
Cheers! Cheers!
Carol, what's so urgent? You called an emergency council meeting at this hour.
I didn't call the meeting, Liz. He did.
Join us, Jeff.
I was just telling the council about our vampire problem. Or should I say your problem?
What do you think you're doing?
Well, perhaps you and the mayor can enlighten the group on the strides you've taken to eliminate the issue.
Oh, that's right. You haven't.
You see, the sheriff, a woman we elected to keep our family safe and town secure, has a vampire for a daughter. And our lovely mayor, a son, who is half vampire, half werewolf.
Why are you doing this?
These women are hypocrites. They claim to spearhead our defense against the supernatural presence, then cover up the violent attacks committed by their children.
That's enough. We're done here. It's time to go.
Sit down, Liz. We're just getting started.
Yeah. What? How many desiccated hybrids does it take to screw in the light bulb?
You're in a good mood.
Yeah, I'm in a good mood. Klaus is dead. I bet it's halfway sane. Again. Give or take an immortal hunter that wants to kill us.
We won.
Say it. Say it. We won.
Once more feeling.
We won. Thank you. You know what? Thank you. Turns out we make a pretty good team, huh?
Oh, it took a century and a half.
What happens when Elena makes a decision?
Yeah, these things pan out, Stefan. Probably make a list of pros and cons, and at the end of the day, dump both of our asses.
Or she doesn't. Then she'll pick one of us. Well, if she chooses you, I'll leave town and let you two be happy and not be bothered by me.
And in 60 years, we'll go back to being brothers and none of this will have mattered. Right?
Yeah. Fine. If she chooses you, I'll leave town too. All this over one girl. She's a pretty special girl. Yes, she is.
Hey, everyone gone?
It's just us.
I hate this room.
Me too. Mom and Dad are right. Lark should just kill all the vampires and put an end to all of this. But then that means that Caroline dies. And Bonnie loses her mom. Tamara loses her son. And I lose Stefan and Damon. So if it makes me the bad guy for wanting to keep those people alive, then fine. I'll be the bad guy.
You forget that Alaric never wanted any of this. Once he carries out his plans, what if he decides he doesn't want to live anymore? And he kills his human connection to end his life? That would mean I would lose you. I'm not going to let that happen. I'm gonna shower and get some sleep. Good night, Elena.
Good night.
Life that you leave turned on its head. Suddenly, someone means more than you felt for. A house and its yard.